Thanks for sticking around. 888-455-1360. Speaking of sticking around, Tim from Lublin is still on the phone. Tim, thanks for holding on through the break. You didn't fall asleep, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Fortunately, right, you put on elevator music, so that helped.
Well, yeah, I trust me. I asked the producer, please don't do that, because I've been up for a little while. My forehead will hit the pavement quick. You mentioned the political aspect of the drinking environment, the alcohol environment here in the Midwest, and specifically here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Expand on that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are several aspects to it. First off, you've got the Wisconsin Tavern League is a very powerful lobbying group when it mm-hmm. comes to motivating our legislature down in Madison. They're the ones, for example, that have very effectively made it so that in Wisconsin we are still the only state where your first-time drunk driving offense is not a crime. It's a civil penalty. It's no different than if you were doing a Jerry show from Green Bay and you had to get there from Wausau and you went down 29 at 80 miles an hour and got a speeding ticket.
So but I would never do that.
No. But that's one of the aspects of it.
Okay, let me stop you there for just a second. Why is it so important to the Tavern League for the first offense to be a civil infraction, not a criminal charge? What is the thinking there?
Well, their thinking there, I don't understand their thinking there entirely, but the reasoning behind it is simply because that they think no one should be penalized for their first mistake and for their that severely. And while the fines are stiff and you do get suspensions and everything else, it's very easy to get reinstated, especially if it's a case of you were just pulled over, nailed, and therefore, you know, it didn't cause an accident or an injury to mm-hmm. anyone. And that's one of the things they have been very effective in doing. And the other part of that too that people don't think about is if say you or I or anybody you know wanted to open up a bar or even a nice restaurant that would serve any sort of alcohol in Wisconsin, if you want a liquor license of any sort, $10,000 a year for a liquor license. And that's where I think the state sees a lot of revenue that they just don't want to give up. The idea of handing out a liquor license in the state of Wisconsin is like handing out a permit is printed money for them in a big chunk. And so you've got those two aspects put in together. The Tavern League just has always argued along the lines of, you know, well, you shouldn't hurt somebody for their first mistake. Or they had a real fight, I believe it was 10 years ago when they started going from the .10 to the .08. Saying, well, that means somebody who comes in and has two beers, and that's always their example, two beers or whatever, could be arrested and so forth, and that's great.
The only way I can see an individual will blow a .08 if they have two beers is if they weigh about 80 pounds mm-hmm. and they chug them very, very quickly
yeah.
on an empty stomach. That's the only way I could possibly see an individual getting a .08 BAC from two beers.
Exactly.
That's another reason why I did that experiment that I was talking about a few weeks back or a couple, 3 months back. I had to consume quite a bit of booze in order to get to that .08, .09 level, far more than I normally would on a regular basis. But then again, let me admit, when it comes to drinking, I am a lightweight. I am a serious lightweight.
Yeah. Oh, I
got to step up if I'm going to represent Wisconsin in the future.
Exactly. You know, now if they ever, for myself personally, if they ever come out with a blood test for testing for caffeine, then I'm in trouble. But
yeah, if caffeine ever becomes an illegal substance, I might as well just walk to the jail now.
Exactly.
Tim, thank you very, very much for calling in and giving us some information on that. I appreciate your time. Thank you. All right, let's move on because we've got a recent development here. Just found out that federal appeals court today has ruled that the billions of dollars of worth of government subsidies that help about 5 million or so people buy insurance on the Obamacare websites, healthcare.gov, they've just said that is illegal. Judicial panel in a 2-1 ruling said such subsidies can be granted only to those people who bought insurance on an Obamacare exchange run by an individual state or the District of Columbia, not on the federally run exchange healthcare.gov. Now, obviously, this decision may unleash a whole bunch of effects that could seriously compromise Obamacare's goals of compelling the citizenry of our United States to get health care insurance and helping them afford it. This is going to be a very interesting circumstance. And you know the Obama administration will seek a reversal of the decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. So this is not a fight that's over. But this comes right on the heels of the news that our Senator Ron Johnson, his lawsuit that he filed, that was thrown out Monday. The federal judge threw out a lawsuit brought by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and one of his aides attempting to get force members of Congress and their staff to stop getting subsidies for their health insurance under Obamacare. Johnson had argued that members of Congress and the staff were required to get insurance on their own under the Affordable Care Act. Also, the Obamacare plan. But, however, a U.S. district judge by the name of William Grebosh in Green Bay ruled that Johnson and his aide, Brooke Erickson, did not have legal standing to bring their case because they had not been injured by the circumstances. So it's thrown out on a technicality, not really the merits of the case. And I know that I just heard lawyers' head explode. Because I said that this is a technicality, not a merit of the case. And I know a lot of the attorneys out there just went, it is merit, and their heads just splattered all over everywhere. When I say technicality, I believe that the reason I say that is I believe that Senator Johnson may have the availability to possibly reword his complaint and bring it forth again. We'll see. So an interesting little twist here. On one side, the senator's case that he was saying, hey, we shouldn't be allowed to have subsidies as members of Congress, was thrown out. And yet a court of appeals has said all of the subsidies and so forth for individuals that bought their health care through the healthcare.gov website is illegal. You know, this is something that I said from the very beginning. The government getting involved with this health care and insurance issue, in a way, they approached it in entirely the wrong way. As government does, it sees a problem and figures, well, there's got to be a law that will solve this problem. And instead of just helping those that are in need, or just providing a benefit for those that are without, no, the government decided to do the broad, wide-sweeping plan that everybody has to be involved. The reason that the government came up with the plan that everybody has to be involved is because you and I are going to have to foot the bills for those that get the services. You and I, while we are younger, yes, I still qualify as being younger for, another 75 minutes I qualify. But you and I that file fewer medical claims and so forth, but we are going to pay into the system. We are paying for those that are receiving things. This is a pyramid scheme. And the government thinks that new blood coming in will always fund the old blood getting medical treatment. It doesn't work. Ponzi schemes implode. Socialism fails, and the government sucks at running anything like this effectively and efficiently. They do. There is nothing that the government runs effectively and efficiently. If you want to know what the future of the government-run healthcare plans are going to be, hey, remember the problems with the Veterans Administration? That's what we got to look forward to. That is what we have to look forward to. All right, we are going to take another break. 888-455-1360 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the show. When we come back, let's get an update on what's happening with the issue that we talked about yesterday, the invasion of illegal immigrants on our southern border. Governor Rick Perry decides to do something about it. Does it have an effect, or is it all for show? We'll talk about that when we get back.
The Jerry Bader Show.